Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
For all NBA Warriors, you are now tuned into Golden Spaces with Matt and Justin.
What up, y'all? Welcome. It's Golden Spaces, an Odyssey original podcast. It's your girl, Nat, and I'm here with Justin, my fave. And we're here to talk about this Warriors game versus the Charlotte Hornets, who Justin and I tweeted earlier, like, this team is just the Warriors' kryptonite, man. Like, no matter what the case, these games are just always hard. Like, like if we ever ended up playing the Hornets in the finals, it might be an issue. Because they just, like, I don't know why. I know there's always some bullshit that happens. And I get, like, Steph was out and blah, blah, blah. But even when he's there, there's just always something that happens, you know? Like, it's just, the games are always so wonky and annoying. And, you know, I was actually listening to the Hornets broadcast. And, like, when the Warriors had the lead, they were like, I think what was the biggest? They got it to 18. I don't know if they ever quite got it to 20. Maybe they did get it to 20. I'm not sure. And the broadcast was like, yeah, I mean, just knowing the Warriors, like, Charlotte has a chance. Like, they're still in here. And I was like, I was annoyed that they were saying that. I was like, oh, that's wild, disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Like, y'all have won like 12 fucking games or whatever it is. And sure enough, these dudes get back in the game. I was like, you know what? I said, maybe this is because I was talking so much shit lately about other teams. So this is my karma. But I don't give a fuck. Them other teams deserve my slander. So anyway, this really is not a sad occasion. The Warriors won. But it was a stressful win. And I feel like it was an unnecessarily stressful win. Like, I wanted them to try to, like, put this game away in the third because they got to play again tomorrow. And we found out that even though Wiggs has been cleared to play, he now is sick. So it's probably not going to be at least before Portland until we see him. So, I mean, he's really needed. They could really use him just, like, as a jolt and his defense. So, yes, both of these two teams they're playing tonight and next game we could talk about in a little bit are winnable games. But it's a back-to-back nonetheless. And, you know, it's a team missing their two best players. So, anyway, I've rambled enough. What did you think about the game?
Typical playing with your food game that the Warriors are famous for. Coming out energized and, you know, got out to, like you said, a big lead and then started settling for a lot of threes. And I think they got into their own head of like, okay, we've missed a lot of threes in a row. I'm going to be the guy that breaks the streak. I'm going to be the guy that hits the three. And really getting to the basket was working for them so much throughout the whole game. It just Didn't make a lot of sense.
Why didn't you keep doing it, right?
Yeah, every good thing that they got came from them getting to the basket or penetrating the paint and kicking it out and stuff like that. And then at the end of the game, JP and JK, like 3-4 possessions in a row.
Who was that he put in the spin cycle? Was Plumlee?
Yeah, it was Plumlee. Twice
and it's
in
like,
a row.
Jordan, like, you could have done that all night. Like, you could have done that all night.
He started the game out. That's how he got all of his points in the beginning of the game. I want to say what he hit like 2 threes maybe. All his points in the first half was just him blowing right by guys and just getting to the rim. I don't understand why they get so three happy. You know, I mean, like the role players like Lamb and Jerome, you know, Lamb takes some bad shots, but Jerome and Dante and these guys, they're not the best finishers, you know, out there. They're not super athletic and stuff like that. So them shooting threes kind of makes sense if they're open. Those are the shots that are going to be available to them. So they probably should take those shots. But when Jordan settles, when Clay settles sometimes, it's just a bit annoying because you know they can have some success getting into the paint. Clay hit a bunch of mid-ranges too. He got hot from three early, but he had a few mid-ranges. So it's like, bro, you don't need to just be taking some of these threes, especially the forced ones.
Yeah, Clay settling always annoys me because not that I think Clay is like this great, great finisher, but Clay has always been really good at like cutting and like, you know, like, mm-hmm. like you can do more than just like take threes or even a midi. Like you can get to the rim because you move around so much. So I was like, can we get more shots at the rim? I was annoyed. I'm watching it as it like, I just kept seeing the lead go down. I was like, oh my God, please. Like I cannot deal with the stress tonight. They're one game under 500. So look, we said we want them to be around 500, you know, but it's still like you want them to win too. So, yeah, we should get into like some of the players though, because some interesting performances tonight. I actually want to ask you about your guy Moody, because he still looks like hesitant out there. Like he's in his head, like he's overthinking, but I don't know. What do you see? Because like there was a couple of times like he got the ball and I'm like, shoot it. And he didn't. Mm-hmm. And then like he gave the defense a chance to recover. And then it's like it ended up getting back to him. But then like the other times to me, like he was open, but it was like the first times he got it, like you had enough time, like no one was around you, could have got your feet set and just like shot the ball. And he hesitated to look for something else. Like the shot's there. Take it, Moody.
Yeah, this is classic Kerr stuff right here. I think you know, when it's been drilled to you over and over again to move the ball and don't take bad shots and stuff like that, you start to pass up good shots sometimes. So I think as he just gets more comfortable, if they continue to play him and he gets more minutes, I think he'll kind of be able to blend his shot hunting with, you know, not overtaking the offense and stuff like that. But, I mean, I like the way he's been playing. He's been defending. They put him on Hayward a little bit, and Hayward's stronger than him at this point in his career. So he was able to get to some of his spots. But I think for the most part, Moody was feeling Moody there, you know, like especially if Moody got some length. So even if he tried to shoot the fadeaway, he was able to contest.
Yeah.
He was running the floor well. So I think he played really well in his minutes. I think, like you said, we can both agree on him being a little bit more aggressive, like shooting the ball. Now that he is kind of understanding how to play within the Florida offense and not take shots away from the guys that they want to get the most shots. But I mean, he is a guy that can score, so he definitely needs to take the opportunity that he's given. But overall, I think he played pretty well, and JK played very well, obviously, at the end there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.